Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I actually got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
What are you waiting for?
What's Dutch for knock-knock?
Who gives a fuck? Just knock on his fucking door.
Didn't he say his door was always open?
That was a complaint. It wouldn't close. He locks it now.
Are we?
Enter.
Ah, yes. The chief executive and the director of the sports.
Aye, something like that. How are we feeling, Eric?
Very good. Spunky.
Ah, lovely. Always nice to hear you're feeling spunky.
What's the latest on Leone?
He is fit. Ever so fit. Fit as a Slovenian pigeon.
Are Slovenian pigeons fit?
Ah, yes, very much so.
I'll take your word for it.
Eric, if you're happy with the team, I'm happy with the team. How are you doing in yourself, you know?
Sigmund fucking Freud over here.
I am good and okay.
Because you're treating these technical areas like a fucking steel cage match.
Yes, I apologise to Mr. Klopp.
Aye, Mr. Klopp, Mr. Tuchel, Mr. Smith and Mr. Potter and so on and so on. Fuck me.
We're looking at a 6-game touchline ban starting next season.
I must change.
Aye, you're right about that. Whoa, what the fuck are you doing, pal?
Put your arse away, man, for fuck's sake.
I told you, I must change into this suit.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Jesus, my fucking eyes.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888. Today, they compete in England's top flight and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. With a renewed ownership structure and an ambitious transfer policy, Ashwood City enter season 4 of The Offensive.
Dartley Park is in fine voice for this game, a game of two leagues. Leeds United with hopes and dreams of the Premier League. Ashwood City with hopes and dreams of the Champions League. Eric Van Smit takes to the dugout, a dugout which many feel he should be currently serving a ban from. This old stadium has seen the unthinkable these past 4 years, from Europa qualification to a millimetre away from relegation. But what of today? What of now? I've got Billy Richards alongside me, who played for both sides, of course. Some would forget his time at Leeds. Billy.
I did indeed, Peter. What an atmosphere we've got today. Dartley Park can be loud, it can be testy, it can be angry, it can be downright bonkers. And I think we've got a mix of all of it here today.
That mix, Billy. Yes, Leeds are in town. Yes, Champions League football is within touching distance. But also, we've got protests against Patrick Nolan outside. How will that all play into the turbulent chemical formula that is this fixture?
Exactly, Peter. It's one of those days. This is what we want from our football matches. Absolute pandemonium.
Speech. speech. I'd like to make a speech.
Oh, great.
I just want to thank you all for coming and for your constant support over these past few turbulent years. To think that someone of my modest background could go on to be owner and chairman of Ashwood City is, well, amazing.
Modest fucking background.
Shh, Colin. And I couldn't have done this without the support of you fine people.
I actually had no idea you were trying to buy the club.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I've been invited to this dinner by mistake.
All right, fine. I couldn't have done this without the support of some of you and the naivety and indifference from other various members of staff. Look, it's days like today.
Oh, he's still not finished.
Days like today that remind me why I got into this industry and why I tend to avoid gluten before these big games, because I end up on the toilet due to the anxiety. So enjoy your meals. They're gluten-free.
Oh, whoop de fucking do.
That's it. So end of speech. don't clap. Sake.
You became owner just to buy this dinner table and the carpet suite.
No, I became owner because I know how to run this place better than anyone.
And it's a £60 million a year revenue.
Yeah, well, you know, and it's a £60 million a year revenue. Yes, fine. Look, I very kindly had a large communal table put into the corporate suite so we could all enjoy these moments together.
Hi, guys.
Sorry, shouldn't you be in the fucking dressing room, Chris?
Rachel said...
Out.
I should be down there too, really.
Yeah, I usually start my work and calibrate the software at this point.
For fuck's sake.
I can't eat, I'm too nervous.
We can't eat either.
Are you nervous, Colin?
No, I just can't eat this shit. I'm gonna get a Snickers.
This is so fucking rude.
Sorry, pal. Does anyone want the Snickers?
No, Colin.
Yeah. Go on then, Colin, if you're buying.
I'm not buying for you.
Right, just... I want to thank you all, OK? Is that all right? Yeah, I want to share a nice fucking moment with you before a massive fucking game where I might, just fucking might, achieve my lifelong dream of relegating Leeds United. And, lest we forget, qualifying for the Champions League. So can we please just take a second to appreciate where we are and how far we've come, especially how far I've come and how well I'm doing.
And that's the end of that moment. Right, have a good game, everybody. Best of fucking luck. Hold on to your balls or your tits or whatever you prefer to hold during these tense moments. And let's fucking do this! Come on!
We'll fucking
come on,
see.
Yes!
Jess, have you got 50p?
Don't touch me. You're weird and you smell.
Hey, I'm the fucking Spartan director.
For God's sake.
Here's Calvin Phillips looking for options.
He's had a cracking start to the game, Peter. What an opening 10 minutes from him. Assured, cool-headed, and look at that pass now.
Phillips finds Harrison with a pinpoint pass. Harrison tries to cut inside. Marcelo cuts across, and that's a throw. Taken quickly by Harrison to Pascal Stroik. Stroik lifts the ball over the Ashwood City back line to Rodrigo, intercepted by Adeyemi. Here's Broom, and that's cut out by Philly.
Yet again, Peter.
Ashwood City struggling to keep hold of the ball. Back out wide to Harrison, and fizzy to the box by Rodrigo. Blocked, and Rafinha gobbles it up. First blood Leeds United. The white rose of Yorkshire blooms as the super whites of Kent cower in the shade of this occasion.
There's only so many times you can give the ball away before it comes back to bite you. And boy, did it bite Ashwood City. Suicide pass from Adeyemi. Broome tries to do the best he can with it, but as soon as he's on the back foot, Leeds pounce. They're not messing around today, Peter. They are fighting for survival.
What are we fucking doing? How the fuck did we manage to forget how to keep the fucking ball on the most important game of the fucking season? Jesus Christ.
I am basically watching 50 million quid slip out of my hands and into the gutter, aren't I? You know, with all the piss and cigarette butts and litter and arsenal.
Keep the fucking ball! Oh, for fuck's sake, what did I just fucking say? Are you going to do something about this or what?
Well, because I'm chief exec. It's not a superpower, Jess.
Well, actually, in a way...
Shut up!
Let me call Colin.
What's up?
Nothing much, pal. Just watching the opportunity of a lifetime be squandered to fucking Leeds. You?
Can't keep the ball, can we?
No, we can't. Just do me a favour, pal. Get a note to David or Welly.
What, you fancy them or something?
A Kufo needs to come deeper. Get the note to say that, all right?
Got it.
Do not let Eric see, all right? Last thing I need is that insane fucker getting even more insane.
When we turn that one.
Colin! What are you doing?
Colin, you're not allowed here, mate.
Do us a favour. Share out these instructions, will you?
Hey, Colin.
Who the fuck are you?
William Van Ginkle. I have 13 appearances for...
Shut up, man.
Colin, you're not allowed.
I'm fucking Spartan director. This is a sport, isn't it?
Get back to your seat.
You want a Kufo to come deeper?
You read my mind. It's almost as if I wrote it down on a fucking piece of paper for you. Now fucking shout it.
Are you kidding me?
Get up and shout over to a Kufo to come deeper and we might keep this bar for fucking once.
We can't just...
I'm in charge now, remember? I don't need to ask pretty please to fire you cunts. Fucking do it. Now!
Hey, Christian! Christian!
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. And then we're way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
Luna. Here's Broome. And now Gustavo. Oh, that's nice. And back to Broome and on the outside to Park.
Better, much better.
Here's Okufo. Knocks it back towards Broome, who looks to switch it out to Marcelo.
This is more coherent from Ashwood City. More options. They started the game a bit cocky, playing that high forward line, completely isolating their midfield options. But now they find a means to knock the ball around and make Leeds United work for their possession.
And it's back to Adeyemi. You're right, Billy. Ashwood City even looking to play it back to their own back line. Not what we saw in the first opening half hour.
Absolutely, Peter. Better late than never. They won't want to go in 2-1 at half-time. But this is at least something to be encouraged about.
Partly down to this man here, Akufo. Coming that bit deeper, being that more involved with the game. That's a brilliant through ball to Kevin, who has a snapshot of goal. It's off the post and wide.
This man is lethal. He is absolutely lethal. And I tell you what, it may be millimetres wide, but you can tell in this place right now there's relief. They know he's got his shooting boots on today. And when he's got them on, anything can happen.
Well, if anything does happen, it will have to happen in the second half. Stuart Atwell blows for half-time. And Leeds United find themselves in a position they would have only dreamt about.
You fucks! You English fucks! You're trying to fuck me, aren't you? Who is trying to fuck
me? No one, Gaffer. They're out there fighting for their fucking lives.
You will fight for your life if we don't win, okay? You will fight for your fucking life, because I will take it if you fuck me!
Tell him, mate. He's fucking losing it. I'm telling you.
Don't piss on me! Don't piss on my name!
What? I'm not pissing on no.
You are! You piss!
Oh, fuck off. Hey, right, that's enough. That's enough. We were finally clicking at the end there. I get it. Tempers are high, okay? Let's just, you know, try to simmer down.
No.
What?
I don't agree. I think we've got to find energy from somewhere. And if it's anger that feeds it, then
David,
so be
mate,
it.
Let them speak words, Chris.
Okay.
Ruben, are they outrunning us?
Yeah.
By how much? Like 20%?
More like 50.
Fucking hell.
Right. We found a way to keep the ball. That's good. But none of you are finding space or shaking off your man markers, are you?
No, and it's a fucking joke that you lot just think we'll grind down a team that's fighting to stay up. Like, honestly, fucking hell. You know anything about this fucking league or
Kieran,
what?
Just...
We don't need an appraisal right now, okay?
Well, I feel like we're all fucking getting one, Chris.
Leeds have shown a drop-off in distance covered in sprints and a rise in pass completion in the second half during games which they're leading or level.
Right, so that is them being told to keep their heads at half-time, basically.
Then we must lose our heads. We must!
Some of us already are.
I am sick to shit of the philosophies and long-term plans and fucking bullshit. Sometimes you don't need a team identity. Sometimes you just need to smash your way to victory. You must break the game apart and put it back together. I want to see the anger bleed out of your souls on that pitch. That is what I want to see. Coolheads must not prevail. Fuck those fucking guys. Fuck Guardiola and fuck Klopp and fuck Den Haag. And fuck this fucking league with this fucking club culture shit. We have no culture. We have no identity. We will just play the fucking football. Now fuck off and win.
And then he basically said that he's fed up of club philosophy and playing with an identity, and we should smash the game apart and win or something.
Wait, cheers, Ruby.
What did he say?
He said that Eric said that he's fed up of club philosophy and playing with an identity and we should smash the game apart and win. Or something.
Well, that doesn't sound good.
We have a club culture, right?
I think so. Hey, Patrick.
Hmm?
Do we have a club culture?
Nah.
What about any culture club? Nah, I'm just joking. Do we have a plain identity, pal?
Not that I'm aware of.
Maybe he's right.
Do you think maybe we should look into getting one?
It sounds like a lot of work, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, here we go. Go on, go on!
And he's back up on his feet. And what a ball that is after a crunching challenge from Kieran Broome.
Oh, look at that.
And it's taken exceptionally by Kevin. Pass one, pass two, slots it past Melier. It is game on! The mesmerising mirage of Champions League qualification appears back on the horizon as Kevin scores his 20th goal of this Premier League season.
Magician. He is a wizard. He's pure magic, Peter. Look at the way he takes the ball as it comes over the top. Berbatov-esque. Bergkamp-esque. Watch Cooper. Watch Cox sliding about at his feet. No chance, fellas. bottom corner. Thanks very much. Incredible.
Harry Ainley heads it clear.
He's been a real big bully this second half, Peter, and I love it. I love it.
Here's Calvin Phillips, clattered into by David Luna, and not for the first time.
Oh, here come the handbags.
Kieran Broome pulling his teammates away from a brawl that was inevitable after a spicy challenge. Vatos wins it. Rodrigo clinging off the Greek and still hacking and gnawing away at him.
Rather him than me, Peter, goodness me.
And Vatos finally lashes out. Stuart Atwell blows for a foul, and once again here, we have a coming together.
The game is going to get away from Stuart Atwell if he's not careful. Tempers are flaring up and it needs a cool down.
Ball ripped in from Park, cleared by Pop. Thundered in again by Brew. Blocked and again by Luna. Blocked again, cleared by Phillips, but only as far as Vatos, who fancied it! And the man from Greece makes the amphitheatre erupt.
The thunderbolt from this storm of a second half, Peter, and look what it means to these fans.
It means everything. The dream of Champions League football materialises before the very eyes of the Ashwood City faithful. Patrick Nolan celebrates in the crowd. He can barely believe what is happening in front of him.
I tell you what, Peter, I thought this game was getting away from them. The fight, the brawls, the mute, the tetchiness. But I was wrong. It's all played into their hands. Leeds look absolutely exhausted. Ashwood City have given Leeds the fight they didn't expect. They're showing heart and desire as if they're looking at relegation. It really is remarkable. Just watching these scenes now.
Rodrigo tries to have a go and he can't get it out of his feet. Vatos thumps the ball away. Dartley Park roars again. 15 minutes remaining.
And boy, does this place know it.
Ashwood City have a break here. Here's Park. And still inside to Okufo, who makes his way into the box. Brought down by Pascal Strike. Referee says no.
Wow, huge call.
Dartley Park disagrees. And I tell you what, the Ashwood City lineup disagreed too.
More unsavory scenes, Peter.
Both sides coming together. And boy, oh boy, do we not like to see this. Ugly scenes unfold.
This is what the game is turning to. Ashwood City have ramped the temperature up. Leeds United are desperate and it's leading to scenes like this.
Well, both captains attempt to separate the playing staff from one another.
Look at Rivière, ridiculous. What are you running all that way for?
The Frenchman squaring up to his French counterpart, Ilan Meslier. He sprinted the whole pitch to do so. A foolish move in a foolish moment for both sides.
Just about every player has been sucked into this mess, Peter. Some of them seeing sense now, it seems, but goodness me, come on.
Tempers simmer for now. Scores temporarily settled as the players are pulled apart. And it's given us a free kick to Leeds United. And Jack Harrison takes it and pings it out to Rafinha on this near side.
Oh, my.
And the Brazilian has an entire empty field to run into. Ashwood City shirts are scrambling back towards their own goal. Rafinha pumps on down the wing. And Riviera slipped.
What the fuck?
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 The goal is gaping open. Pops in mouths as Dartley Park watches as Rafinha. Oh my goodness!
Oh, no.
Oh my word!
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. The club shop is open and sells everything from home, away and third kits, as well as mugs, caps, beanies and much more. Don't forget, you can gain access to exclusive domestic cup episodes, behind-the-scenes content and additional material from The Offensive podcast by subscribing to the Ashwood City Patreon.
The Offensive is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah,
you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad was thinking that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good for something, you know. And on my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.